Perth Overnight with John Lewis for Christian James Hairdressing Mount Lawley. 6 p.m.
Good morning, 24 after 5 it is here at 6 p.m. Nice having your company. James, well, he's an up-and-coming hip-hop artist hailing from New York City, born in Queens, New York, raised between Brooklyn, Harlem, and Queens. He's experienced a lot of life there, you would know that for sure. And he joins us now. Morning, James.
Morning, man. What's going on?
Yeah, well, we're going to
find... Good morning, Australia.
Nice to have you on the program. We're going to find out about you and your life. Since the age of 13, you've been rapping. What got you into rapping at 13?
Definitely, man. Really, it was so cool. Like, I was already into rap music, you know, just music in general, really. You know, rap was actually, like, the latest music I got into. But, you know, I was in school and everybody was doing it, you know. And, like, I liked the attention that everybody got from, like, you know, like, battle rapping and, you know, getting in what they call ciphers where everybody circle around and, you know, they spit their best lyrics, you know. So I just jumped in one day, you know. But I had actually spit, like, something... I said something from a song. I stole something like from a song, something that was out already, and nobody noticed. Everybody went crazy, so I decided to go home and actually write my own, and you know, and try it the next day, and it went well, and I never stopped since.
How about that? So that way you got the experience, and then you were in. Now, how did you know that you had the art, the ability to do that? Because, you know, it's one thing to think of the words, but to make it work with the rhythm.
Well, I don't know. I guess it came pretty, natural, you know, like, I guess, you know, I don't want to sound like a student of music, I guess, you know, I just listened to so much music and just the rhythm and the time, and that just came natural, you know. It's just a feeling, really, you know. I guess, like, some people are inclined to draw or what have you. Some people are just more inclined to do certain things, and that just came easy to me.
Really, you started the group Silent Order, and then since that was back in 2003, right?
Yeah. Me and my boy Fever Leo, we started the group Silent Order in 2003, and been running ever since. And then we sprung off a whole lot of projects, a whole lot of music and things from that, you know.
And you got a few, like a solo project working on as well, right?
Definitely, Work in Progress is my solo project. That's new music from me. You can find that on datpiff.com. Silent Order presents James, Work in Progress. You can find it on my MySpace page, too, myspace.com/MollyJames. And, that's my first time stepping out, you know, as a solo artist, you know, with just me on it. Yeah, of course my boy's on there, Fever Leo, Silent Order. He's repping from, you know, repping Baltimore. And, we're doing it big, man.
So what kind of courage do you reckon it takes to break out solo?
Well, actually, we were doing music before we even met each other, you know, separately. You know, we were actually stepping out there on our own before we actually started doing it together. So it wasn't really too hard to break off. You know, we did a lot together, and, you know, we just started doing some things separate, you know, again, once we established ourselves, you know, got our feet wet a little professionally together, you know what I mean? So, you know, and then we come back, you know, whatever feels good, we do it, whether it's together, whether it's solo, or what have you, you know, that's just what we're doing right now, just, you know, some solo stuff.
So tell us a bit about you, James. Tell us a bit about your upbringing, because we do hear about pain and torment in some musicians' lives, whereas others have maybe had it a little more easy. How about your upbringing?
Oh, man, it was crazy, man. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to say much different from a whole lot of kids in New York City, you know what I mean? I just got the opportunity to express it, you know. But, like I said, I was born in Queens. Both my parents born in Queens. You know, both of them, unfortunately, drug addicts. I was a product of the whole drug wave that was going on in the early 80s. You know, raised in Brooklyn. The worst parts in New York you could think of, as you might hear of, that's where I grew up in. You know, raised with a lot of cousins, a lot of family. Brothers, sisters, you know, bouncing around, homeless here, you know, shelters, Section 8, welfare, whatever you want to name, you know what I mean? All kinds of trouble. I think it really, it just all helped paint my picture in music, you know?
Well, so, it'll certainly give you plenty of opportunity to come up with lyrics, but I'm just wondering, how did you get to a point where you said, I want to be something more? Because I could imagine an environment like that, it'd be very easy just to let it swallow you up and go down.
Well, actually, it's a big motivator. It depends on the type of person that you are, you know what I mean? But it actually motivated me to want to do more. Like, I didn't even have to see much more to know that's not what I wanted. You know, you understand? But to be real with you, what really happened, I got to thank my grandmother a lot, my grandparents, because, you know, I used to go see them, like, on weekends, you know, and they would, like, take me places, like, around the country, you know. We would go Florida, what have you, just anywhere that was different from the environment that I was in, so I would see different things. I think that's so critical, you know what I mean, especially kids that's underprivileged, to see things that's outside the environment, because then they'll know, you know, it can be done a different way, and they'll have different things to aspire to, you know? It just opens your mind up a little bit.
Where do you think you might have been without your grandparents, Hurricane?
Oh, man, I'd probably be dead or in jail, to be honest with you. To be honest with you, I'd definitely be dead or in jail. I was already on the wrong path, you know what I mean? And that's why I actually ended up living with my grandparents, like so many of my friends. I've only known two of my friends ever in my 28 years of living that actually grew up with their two parents, direct parents. That's not even common from where I'm from, you know what I mean? Like, almost everybody I know grew up with their grandparents. Parents is displaced, father left, mother, what have you, might be died, it may not have died or whatever, you know. So I wouldn't be anywhere without them, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
you know, that's why I got their names tattooed on my neck, you know.
Oh, that's tremendous. Good for you. And are they still with us?
Definitely, definitely, definitely. They chilling. They down in Alabama, USA, making it happen.
And what do they think of your music? Is it too much for them, or do they go with it?
They love what I'm doing. They don't like the curses too much. But to be honest with you, there's not a lot of curses in my music. I know we just heard the F-bomb just not too long ago, but there's really not a lot of curses in my music. But, you know, when people get old, that's really all they hear is the curses. So, you know what I mean? It could be like one curse in three verses worth of music. That's what they point out.
Yeah.
But, no, they dig it, man. They definitely dig it. They like what I'm doing and everything that we're doing in a whole. You know, they love it.
Now, have they got a favorite? Because as people, as our Perth people here tune in and get into your music, discover your songs, is there one that your grandparents love? And when we find it, we'll go, hey, that's the song James's grandparents like.
Hey, they don't have no favorite. They just want to know when I'm coming home. They don't know anything. I tell you what, though, I probably got it from my grandfather, because he's like a huge gospel singer, you know, down south, even in New York when he used to live there. He's a big time gospel singer. He even cut an album back in the day. I think that's where I got my genes from, you know.
See,
as far as the
that?
Music thing.
Now, this is a bit of typecasting I'm going to ask you here, James. People say to me, those people that sing rap music, it means they don't have a vocal range to sing melodies. Now, on the whole, because I wouldn't know, is that a true or false statement?
I would say that I don't understand the point, because I don't think people rap because they can't sing. I think they rap because they want to rap.
That's it.
You know what I mean? Because especially nowadays, you got people that if somebody can sing, they're going to sing. You know what I mean? There's no way they're going to hold that talent back, you know, if that's what they want to do. Especially now, you got people that rap and sing. So I really don't even understand that comment.
Well, there you go. See, that's it. Makes it nice and simple. Now, if we want to get hold of your music, James, I know we can find it on a couple of sites. We can find you on iTunes, right?
Definitely. Moment of Silence. That's me and my boy Fever Leo, Silent Order, the group, man. We're on iTunes, Moment of Silence. You can find that. And anything you want to hear from me right now, you can check at myspace.com/MallyJames. That's M-A-L-L-Y, James. M-A-L-L-Y, James. Molly James.
Molly James on MySpace. All right, well, we'll put that link, because we'll podcast this for you, we'll put that link on my webpage as well, so folks can find
Definitely. That. The solo project, Work in Progress, that's on datpiff.com. All of that is on the MySpace page. You know, I'm on Facebook, James Solenorda. I'm on Twitter, Molly James. You could find me there. It's I'm all over the place. You know, oh, YouTube too. You know, we got a bunch of videos up, man. We're doing a lot of things. YouTube.com/SolidInOrderTV.
It's really impressive.
SolidInOrderTV. Yeah, definitely, man. We're all over the place. We're doing a lot of things, trying to make it happen. Like I said, we got the solo projects, and right now, too, check out Dussel Has Friends. Look out for that. Me and my boys, we're working on a hip-hop rock group. You know, we're making that happen. We're trying to make it real big right now.
That's really impressive. I got to say, James, hearing your story, hearing your love and affection for your grandparents, and hearing how well your music's been put together now, I got to take my hat off to you. I'm delighted to have your company this morning.
Man, I appreciate y'all checking me out, man. I'm really, really waiting to get to Australia, man. Like, seriously, like, the most I get from Australia is on the Discovery Channel, man. This is BS.
I think there's a little bit more than that going on here in Australia.
I know. Believe me, I know. I need to get there, man. Like, I'm stuck here in the Bronx. What's going on? Like, all I got is a Yankee game. You know what I mean? I'm trying to step outside the country, man. We're trying to take Solid Order global.
Yeah, it'll happen. Hey, thanks for sparing the time. I much appreciate it, James.
Oh, thank you, man. You guys take care.
Yeah, we'll do. That's nice to have a chat with him. And the real story there just shows, doesn't it, how important family can be. There was James. He felt like he was on a road to nowhere, and his grandparents stepped in, turned his life around, gave him the opportunity to see. That's all they had to do, just give him the opportunity to see. And now he's a successful selling musician. He's chosen rap as his art form, and he's doing it well. And, well, I reckon one day we're going to hear him performing here in Australia, probably here in Perth, and you all have heard it first at 6 p.m.